We got Giant Shock, Nactar, Buddha, and Nova Sphere.
Groovy!
I know we're on the game. You game.
Finish him! Finish him! Finish him!
Everybody, back again this week. A Squad with me from day one. Giant Shock.
Sitting shoddy.
Not here. Novus Redemptor or Max Barrett.
From like day 10.
I fired him. No, but they couldn't make it this week, so instead, graciously, our buddy Victor Belmont stepped in.
Yup. What's up?
For people who don't know, let me turn down my Harry Potter coolness. People who don't know, he hasn't been on the show for a little bit. Oh, I told Gemma Earl phone.
You told Gemma Earl illness came up.
Anyway, people who don't know, he hasn't been on the show for a while. Victor Belmont does work at a video game retailer. He is an insider.
I thought you were going to say in the video game world.
Well, he does.
Community?
He's the manager.
No, I mean, he does that work, you know?
You mind reminding everybody what you play and what you're about?
Lately, I've been a lot on my Vita, because Vita's awesome.
Okay.
PS4, because, you know.
I know.
Ugh, I got Xbox. A brand new one of those upstairs.
PS4?
Yeah, it's in the box.
You didn't even open it?
No. I don't really play my Xbox One too much either.
Well, I mean, there's not that many games out yet.
What do you get? System. What do you get more in the store? Do you get more returns of Xbox One games or PS4 games?
Not really many of any either yet, because, I mean, if you're going to pay $60 for a game at this point, not a lot of people trade them in because there's nothing else to trade for. Titles yet.
I was hanging out at the Game Hut this week and... three Xbox One games came in when I was there. So,
rough.
From one guy?
Yeah, one guy.
Well, I mean, that's one guy. It's not like three different guys traded in three different Xbox games.
Like he was giving up.
Statistic.
People might have noticed the Harry Potter love in the beginning, and that is because I want to remind everyone that I did co-host this week Alohomora, which is a Harry Potter podcast that is dedicated to a global reread of the books. Every episode they reread a chapter, not verbatim, but they go over it and they compare it to other works of literature, and it was a good time, man. It was some pleasant people.
I listened to it because you were on, and it was a pretty good show, man. I gotta say, for anyone who doesn't have any knowledge of the Harry Potter universe, go back and listen to episode one of that shit, because it was after the introductions and the I'm from what house. It was a little bit bonkers to me. I was like, what are they talking about? So definitely go to episode one and listen from there.
I mean, they argue points I've never even thought of.
Yeah. I mean, they're good. They're really good. And that's a good point. Their podcast, unlike ours, you can go to number one and listen all the way through. Do not listen to number one of our podcasts. You're going to hear a lot of speculation on the new Wii U coming out. And
talking about Gears of War, Redemption, or whatever the fuck that?
Judgment.
Judgment, yeah. Do not go to number one. Also, you sound like total tool bags.
Unless you want a really good laugh.
I sounded amazing. I don't know what you're talking about.
Definitely check out Alohomora, though. Definitely check them out.
Yeah, it's a fun podcast.
I love them. They're my favorite podcast.
Well, except for A Squad.
Moving on. Who's playing something new this week?
I actually am, after a while.
I know, so am I.
Nice. The Wolf in Me. I believe that's the name of it. It's a Telltale Games. Like they did Telltale did
The
Walking Dead series that won the awards and stuff. And it literally, it's the same gameplay. It's
so all text based basically.
Yeah,
choices.
I love it, and it's about this like Fable Town. I think it's a comic. I'm not 100% sure on the background information, but basically, all like the Fable characters, like the Big Bad Wolf, the Huntsman, you know, Little Red Riding Hood, the Three Pigs, the Mistletoe's Wild Ride, they're all in New York.
Is it like a darker version? Or?
It's an extremely darker version. You're the Big Bad Wolf, and you're a detective. You're basically that's taking care of everybody in Fable Town, and starts off.
So you're like the Big Bad Wolf as in like a big bad badass, not just like you're not
like
he's
wearing a suit like in like Cool World. He's like
little kids.
His duds of choice are a tie, a white collared shirt, and some I guess be pants, like regular pants. And he's got like the Bradley Cooper hair and little like beard going. He basically looks like Bradley Cooper, but a little more badass. And the toad calls you in because it's a domestic disturbance, and basically you start off this conversation, and the toad's supposed to be glamored, where it's basically glamorous is a spell that the witches put on you to make you look human, and he's not, and you have this whole TED talk with him about, like, motherfucker, you're a 3-foot toad, you can't be not glamored. And then you go upstairs and you find that the huntsman is smacking around a prostitute or something like that.
Whoa.
Yeah. Whoa. And you have a straight up fist fight, and like, you know, I'm playing the game, and he's just like, Wolf, you don't want to do this. You remember what happened last time, because he saved you. He saved Little Red Riding Hood from the big bad wolf, and he's like, it's not last time. You have this gigantic brawl with him in the room, and it's like, it's pretty intense. Like,
holy,
you're smashing this guy through the sink, punching him in the head, putting like it's pretty intense, and then you throw him out the window.
So you're loving it? You're loving the game?
Yeah, it's really cool, and I'm not really one for these like Fable spinoffs where like we're gonna take a Fable and make it like you
Once
know real.
Upon a time or
yeah, I'm not super into that, but this is I've done really well, and I really recommend it. I actually recommend it to you because the reason why we're recording tonight is because Dan was feeling a little ill on Wednesday, and I mean, I recommend it to you that day, man. Did you get a chance to play it at all?
No, I've been obsessed with. You know what? I'll throw mine in. Mm-hmm. Trials Fusion.
What is that about?
Trials. The Trials games are the side scroll motocross games, which don't seem like they would be fun. They didn't seem like they'd be my bag, but I was laying on the couch, sick to death. I think it's the third one. I think it was Trials HD, Trials Evolution.
Is this a spinoff from Excitebike?
It looks like it, yeah. But there's a lot more to it. You got to lean forward and back, and it's when they say
is
Trials.
It
No, 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 but with the controller. But when they say Trials, what they mean is it's kind of like the mini games in, like, for example, Batman Arkham, where you had to get, like, 3 stars. And it's just super addictive, man. It's a lot of fun. Like, I didn't think it was going to be fun, but I got to get gold on everything. I just have to.
Some of these games just trap you in, like, you're like, man, I got to get the gold medal or the all the achievements.
Yeah, I'm not a car dude. I'm not a motocross dude. Trials Fusion, rather. Who knew, man?
I remember one game I did that was Burnout Revenge. I had to get every single star, and I couldn't get two of them no matter what I did. I gave up.
Dude, I was obsessed with Lego Marvel. I was like, I have to do everything in this game. I got to meet everybody.
Mine are the Batman games. I got to do everything in the Batman.
Yeah, those are even harder. Lego Marvel is just tedious. But the Batman one, doing those the trials, like the fighting stuff.
Oh, yeah. The ones you had to do the ridiculous hit combo with like every combo.
It's obnoxiously hard to do though, like to get those last achievements. Like, defeat these 30 guys in one hit and do every move. Like, come on, man. I got to do every move? That's not.
I did it, man.
Well,
it's doable.
You have
doable,
a lot baby. More patience than I do because I don't have like that. If it was just like beat all the guys in one combo, I feel that I would push myself to do it. But then I got to use every fucking move too, man. That's like, oh, dude,
it was rough, man. I did it with no internet help.
I was if there was like a countdown list on the side of the screen that said you did what moves,
like checkmark,
yeah, and I would do that. I would be able to do it.
I'll tell you the truth, man. Impossible. I was doing it on the one board that has like 50 guys, like the board you're obviously supposed to do it, and. I just forgot, like, the cape swipe or whatever, and I was like, the cape swipe. Like, after 2 hours, I was like, the cape swipe, that's it. And then I just went bonkers and beat it. What are you playing?
Right now, I'm playing my Vita a lot, actually, because Conception 2 just came out.
Okay.
It's really fun. It's a handheld RPG. It plays a lot like Persona.
A handheld RPG on the Vita? Who would have?
Well, I mean... I love RPGs.
Do you have PlayStation Plus for the free Vita games?
Yes.
Nice.
How long do the RPGs last on the handheld? Because I know, like,
this one probably looks around like 40 to 45 hours.
Because usually on the console, they're like 80 hours, 100 hours.
It depends if you're going to do all the side stuff. This is, doesn't seem to be a lot of side stuff. It's more like grinding and like raising your star children, which is, I'm not going to get into. But
no, please. What's a star child?
No. We don't have that kind of time.
Look, Eric. Oh, I'm sorry, Victor. Start from the beginning.
No. You liking the game?
I love it, actually.
Top 5 RPGs you've played?
It's like the best game, the second best game of the Vita I've played so far, so.
What's first?
Persona.
Okay. All right. What are you playing on PS4, by the way?
I just beat Infamous, the new one.
Good?
I loved it. The video powers were awesome.
Video powers?
Yeah, you get different powers during the game. One of those video powers.
Oh, it's and not it's, just one element like the other.
No,
one?
You start off. Right. You start off with Smokey. You go to like Neon or something. Then you get video powers.
And
you
Neon's an element now?
Yes,
that was not on the Captain Planet video.
Nope.
Team.
No.
Earth. Neon. Water. Neon.
The best part about the video powers is if you go invisible as dark, you summon demons that fly around and distract enemies. And I'm like video demons.
Okay.
And I'm like. Summoning demons in Infamous. This is getting weird, but it's awesome. It's just so
yeah,
much
whatever.
Fun.
Just throw it in there. Who cares?
And then I've been playing Dynasty Warriors because, you know.
Dynasty Warriors. They still pumping those out?
They just came out with another one.
Are they still just.
Dynasty Warriors 8.
Like Square X?
No, it was Dynasty Warriors 8 Extreme Final Edition or something
is
like that.
It was
like
Lubu third... still the man to beat?
Oh, Lubu got his own storyline in this one, which is actually really cool.
Nice.
Those games were fun, but like after like the third level, it's like, you know, Qui-Gon Jinn and fucking this other dude.
Guan Yu.
And
no, Lu Bu's a guy to beat.
And his make-believe children they keep adding every game.
And Fang Hao.
He's getting
and,
busy.
It was just like, man, who am I fighting?
But, like,
I don't
even
know.
Even in the character description, they go, this character did not exist. Like, they just added it for the game.
I think it would have been a lot more fun if they had, like, legit, like, the Genghis Khan and, like...
Well, that was a different side of the Earth at the time.
Anyway,
what the hell is this happening? I have no. You just blew my mind.
Genghis Khan wasn't over there. He was more of a. I thought he was in the more of the like Middle Eastern area at that time.
Oh well, you definitely need to go back to school.
According to the movie,
like roaming around.
According to the movie
over.
Mulan, he was desperately trying to take over the Wall of China.
Yeah, but he did that. That was Mongolia. Later. That was at the that? End of his thing. I thought he took over other places first. And
no,
came
her
around.
And Mushi stopped him.
I don't remember that because I don't remember
cold.
Mulan very well.
Dead cold. Her and Eddie Murphy.
I'm gonna look it up later, but I don't. I don't know if I believe you.
Well, she'll make a man of you. Moving on, let's hit the news.
Top three sexiest Disney characters.
To Steve, assemble!
Good news, everyone. Bad news, everyone.
Take me away. I don't mind.
Have you not heard? It was my understanding that everyone had heard.
I see from your face that you're not familiar with the new soundbites.
No, I'm not.
Okay. All right. Well, this week, Shuhei Yoshida, president of Sony Entertainment Worldwide, he announced that he has been banned twice from Nintendo's Miiverse, which is interesting that the head of Sony would even bother to announce that he was on the Wii.
Wow, it's right? So fun.
I mean, he announced it last year that he was on the Wii. I knew it. And
but why they banned him? Was he just like hating? He's like, hey, why don't you guys buy yourself a PS4?
What I'm saying is, I actually love this guy because this guy always comments on just everybody else. He's just a normal dude, and he actually said that the first time he got banned was because in his profile he had his Twitter account and he just threw it in there, and Nintendo doesn't go for that kind of thing.
No, why?
I just don't like
that's it. That's a protect the children kind of thing. You can't have any personal information.
I mean, someone right. Should tell Nintendo that's a great medium.
Right, right. And then in the second time, this time around, he wrote, I love PS on the servers, just on the servers. He happened to just say it, and they ban him immediately.
Now, good question. If I...
They know it was him, or just like...
No, they had no idea. No.
Oh, so if I go into the Miiverse, or the Weavers,
like, I love PlayStation.
Miiverse. The Miiverse, yeah. And I'm just like, I love PlayStation 4. You gotta check it out.
Oh, no, he didn't even write PlayStation. They just correctly interpreted PS to be PlayStation.
All right, whatever. If I write PS4, like, guys, pick up a PS4. It's great. They're like, whoa, this is the Miiverse, dude.
Immediate ban.
Wow. That's called the hammer. They don't give. Woo. They ain't playing.
Mm-mm.
Right. Well, last year he actually revealed that he had two. We use in his house.
On top of each other.
Right, right. They're holding up a coffee table. No, Nintendo is actually quoted as saying, we're just thrilled someone bought two Wii U's. I gotta stop testing the Wii U.
I have a Wii U. It's in the box at the house.
So. Oh.
I mean,
it's fantastic.
It's hard to stop dissing the Wii U because they really got nothing. Like, their innovation is like moderate. Like, at least the Wii, the original Wii, was like, okay. PlayStation and Xbox are going for this. We're going to go a totally different route and try that. This Wii U shit is just like, it's the exact same system, but we gave you a huge controller.
Yeah, but
they updated the graphics.
Nah, but the Wii U just got Mario 3. They just got Mario 3 this week.
Just now.
Game came out in 1990. That should have been the first game. Like, when I was reading it, I was just trying to throw him a bone. At this point, Nintendo's got to hate me.
I remember a brief story about Mario 3. I saw... The Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade, same week I got Mario 3.
So, nice, well, you can get it again this week, yeah. And go pick up the box set in India, yeah. And relive your childhood.
Yeah, so like, as cool as Mario 3 was, it's like, guys, give me something that I want to go get.
Dude, that should have been right out of the gate. I want to be able to sit on my toilet and play Mario 3 on the new Wii U system.
They should give you the old library.
I was going to say, they should just put the entire library on there. and then maybe I'll play it.
Actually, Nintendo would get me to buy this system if they were like, you got to pay the $50, $60 a year for the internet service.
That's fine.
But you get their entire old library
pre-GameCube. Duck Hunt.
All their games.
Like Battle for Mount Olympus and stuff like that. Everything, all those old games that you never would, I would never go buy, but like...
Yeah.
But you don't get any of that shit.
Well, let's say pre-GameCube, like last 10 years, right?
Right.
All those games you don't get. But every game but that, you get. And they're fucking...
You know what they should do? They should remake all their Japanese games that never came here and put those on there. And
then Final Fantasy IV, whatever.
Or like Mothership, which was the sequel to Earthbound, with Earthbound's like a hugely popular game. It had a sequel, just never came here.
Mm-hmm.
So throw that out in the marketplace. I'd buy the $60 and a Wii U just to play that game.
I'm sure the bootlegs of that go for money too, right?
Yeah. Like,
so I mean, Americanized it.
Yeah, I was about to say, just do stuff like that. Just do something that's different and get people interested.
Mm-hmm.
It would be nice, but none of that is happening.
Bro, Mario 3 coming out this week.
Mario 3 coming out this week.
You get to be a raccoon and a frog suit.
It's a tanuki. Yeah. It's not a raccoon. It's a tanuki suit.
Right.
You can quote me on that.
It is. No.
Mind blown. It's not a raccoon suit?
No, right. it's
you know what? Novus is not here to defend the Wii U. We just can't rip on it all night.
But it's hard.
No, he loves it. And frankly, Nintendo, I think you can almost hear their hate for me at this point.
That's all.
Did anyone else hear that? Because that just
fuck are you. It's the ghost of Nintendo, man.
Yeah, it's the collective hate of Nintendo just burning. I hear it like maybe 3-4 times a day.
All I know is that Nintendo Wii unsubscribed to this podcast right now.
Anyway, moving on. Call of Duty Ghosts is getting new DLC. Did anyone hear about it?
Levels? What do you
get? No.
I haven't played the game since week one.
Maps? Is anyone thinking? That's what you would be thinking, yeah, right? Weapons? Maps. Negative.
No, probably skins.
For the first time ever, you'll be able to change the announcer's voice.
Oh, awesome.
Snoop Dogg.
That's actually kind
of the biggest dog of them all.
That's pretty
you
interesting.
You got killity-killed in your face-to-face.
It is cool, and they're allowing him to do a bunch of Snoopisms rather than just be like, you know.
You got kazizzled, son.
Pretty much, man.
That'd be really interesting.
No, but it's only $3, and it's also coming out with, what's that guy's name? I didn't write it down, because
Ooh, T-Bizzizag.
What's the guy from Full Metal? Full Metal Jacket. You know, the sergeant?
Oh, Arlie Army. Oh.
Yeah, he's also going to be a downloaded voice, which is fun, man.
Which would be interesting, yeah.
I mean, you're definitely going to get yelled at from that guy's voice.
Oh, dude, I don't think I would want to play with him in my ear, but with Snoop, I got some of the quotes that you'll be hearing if you download. I can't actually tell what they were supposed to be.
That guy, T-Bagga Zizzled you.
here's one. Don't stop. Cap him and shake him. Ballistic I guess this one's when you actually get your ballistic vest. He yells out, ballistic vest ready. Those are some fine-ass threads. I guess when somebody leaves, like if somebody leaves your headquarters, Snoop's gonna inform you that homie's out of the joint. It's party time.
I want to know how the meeting went for this. Like, who's like, yo, we should get Snoop Dogg to do this.
He's like, all right, fine, I'll do it. Well, he's done other video games.
Bro. I got that, but like, who's gonna do like think like, oh, I have this war game. Let's do Snoop Dogg to do awesome voiceovers.
Way of the Dog. He had a video game called Way of the Dog, and he also had a Pokemon music video.
Dude, they were
so he's
in
a gamer.
They were in like an idea.
His kids.
They were doing an idea tank, and they were just like, "Yo, who's the biggest sellout we know?" Snoop Dogg. That guy is a sellout. All right, I'm sure he'll come in and do a couple of fucking ad lib things for us. Great,
anyway, man. I think this is awesome. Like an awesome way to give a little life to the game, man.
I mean, it's interesting. I just wanted to know who thought of it.
Like, Snoop Dogg.
Snoop Dogg probably did.
Like, no, who woke up was like, "Yo, I got the best idea of the week."
It was Snoop Dogg. He's like, yo, you should kazal me, man, because I'll come over there for a couple bucks and lay down some trizizax. Like,
dude, it might have been Snoop Dogg if anyone ever caught that Jimmy Kimmel. When Jimmy Kimmel first came out, he pretty much stayed on the show for a week because he felt like it.
I'm just not leaving the set.
Right, that was pretty much it. I don't know, man. I just thought that was cool. I hope
you know, that's not a bad little thing where, I mean, obviously the maps would be cooler, but...
Right.
I mean, that's not a bad little thing to have, but, you know, as a gamer, after 10 hours of him being like, NASA throws his heads, you're going to be like, shut the fuck up, Snoop Dogg.
Right. Like, hopefully I think,
but that sounds like something that should have been thrown in with maps. Like, only I paid $3. For maps,
oh, well, oh,
and then they should have threw
it. You got to pay for it?
Yes, $3.
$3. But, I mean, it's coming out with other maps and stuff. All sorts of microtransactions are hitting.
I got to pay $3 for him to talk about a bulletproof vest?
Oh, yeah. What do you think it was free?
Like, is there going to be like a bundle price that you don't have to like,
What
if you want the season pass? Is it, then is it cool?
I don't know if it's free. Yeah, it's got to be free for the season pass. That's the way it works.
I was about to say, you're paying $50 a year for nothing.
Yeah, right. Man. The season pass is worthless. I don't get Snoop Dogg.
Okay. Here's a story that actually hits me close to home. Activision apparently canceling Amazing Spider-Man 2, the video game, only for Xbox One.
What?
Right.
That is so jerk. And
so much hate on that system.
Press release for Activision stated, "We want to inform you that we are revising our release plans on Xbox One. When and whether ASM 2 is released on Xbox One is to be determined. Quick to note that it is still going to be available on Xbox 360, PS3, Wii U, PC, Nintendo 3DS, and
Game & Watch, everything.
And
but
PS4.
Yeah.
PS4, you know?
What were they, like, Xbox One called them? I was like, dude, we want you to have to yell out, my spider sense is tingling. They're like, bro, we're not doing that.
Let's say it was, like, a contracting issue or something? Or like
nobody knows at this point, but, like, I'm sitting here with my Xbox One and, like, having a third-party game come out to every console but mine, I'm like, what do I own, like a fucking Wii U?
No, that's seriously...
You know, I mean, that's how they gotta feel.
That's seriously lame, though, because that's, you know, even though that's not the hugest release, but people, the Spider-Man fans are gonna want to play it, and they're gonna want to play it on their Xbox Ones, and that's not a game you're gonna buy a whole new system for.
Well, that's...
So you're just gonna miss out.
Right, so I got three little options that I came up with on why it would be. So, number A is... Sony is actually pulling the strings at Activision since it is a Sony franchise, you know?
That's probably it.
You think so? But they're allowing you on Xbox 360.
Hate.
Well, you think that's some hate?
Oh, wait. Yeah, you can go get yourself an Xbox 360. Or you can play it on the PS4.
Everybody has an Xbox 360 already. It's not like they're drastically making new sales.
So do you think maybe, I mean, Activision could have just been like, no, we have to do the 360.
I was like, say, maybe it's a contracting clause or something that get messed up. Or
they were like, yo, next gen system, play on the Wii U. I dare. I dare you.
It doesn't look that bad.
Well, option number B is that they made it so. I mean, there's such a tiny gap of the power of PS4 and Xbox One, but it is there. And maybe they made the new gen one just above that gap, and it's
that's
hard
not
to play on. Right, I know.
That is not it.
I'm just looking.
I bet you're going to get the game on PS4, and it's not going to be a huge jump by any
maybe
means
they made
from the
it,
Xbox
like,
360 or the PS3.
I was thinking they made it for one system. They're trying to port it to the Xbox, and it had issues, probably.
I thought about that, because it is a Sony franchise, so they definitely... Because,
certain games that are like multi-platform, they make on one system, and they port it.
Right.
And it makes it easier for them because they don't have to do as much work.
Right, but why would it work on Xbox 360?
I don't.
Xbox One? I don't
know Xbox 360
that much into it.
I guess is lesser technology at this point, so it's not as hard to port to.
It is.
So
yeah, but you still have to do all the work to make it on that system.
I mean,
you know?
You have to do two different things. You have to do one for the Xbox 360 and one for the Xbox One. They're two completely different things.
Well, going to Dan's point, why would they do it for every system but the Xbox One?
Maybe they ran into issues and they just don't want to. They don't want to be rushed.
Well, they have a definite deadline because that movie comes out this summer.
That's the point. They
actually it comes out a month.
This game is coming out in the 29th or something. Like April 29th. April 29th is the game. And option number F. First off, the UK game shops are already giving refunds. So it's just not going to happen right now. But
UK gets hooked up. They get free FIFA. They get refunds.
Well, that's a thing, though. That's the third option that I'm giving you, is that Xbox just isn't selling that well, and the company didn't want to just take the time to do it over in
that could
the UK.
Be possible.
You think so?
It's possible they just didn't care about this game, or they're busy with another title, and they just want to just go over it.
As a developer, though, the system didn't sell that well, that's not why you didn't port it to the system.
So we're going with Sony's just kind of being a dick.
I think you're right. The very first time, man. So if Sony owns the if Sony's the puppet master, that's why they're doing it. And that they weren't like totally dick where like it's not on the Xbox either. They're like, yeah, you can play the Xbox 360, but the new gen systems we want to own, you know, because that's the future.
Right. So, and another little point to go with that. Titanfall was like a big deal that it was exclusive. So do you think Sony might just be knocking them back a little bit for it?
Well, every system has their exclusives. That's what they do.
Sony used to have a lot of exclusives.
And they did have a lot of exclusives. They've lost a couple. But
I want to say, though, I've never seen one system lose so many exclusives through one generation of systems as Sony did this last generation.
They lost a bunch, but Xbox lost a couple, too.
Dude, Sony in this last generation lost Grand Theft Auto. Yeah. They lost Metal Gear Solid.
Yeah.
They lost so many, dude.
They're losing Kingdom Hearts.
Yeah, Kingdom Hearts.
Dude, that is people will buy this PS4 just to have that one game. Yeah,
it's true.
It's a Blu-ray player and my Kingdom Hearts machine.
Right.
But Sony got a lot of money from Microsoft to get Blu-ray technology on their system. They got a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think they care as much anymore.
Well, I mean, yeah, Microsoft backed the HD. That definitely didn't pan out. Yeah. But
the Xbox One paid ludicrous amounts of money so they could be Blu-ray, and then Sony's like, yeah, we better than Blu-ray.
Yeah, but you gotta remember, who owns the Xbox One? That's a chump change to that guy.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, I mean, $250 million?
But that just helps Sony be able to have that cushion that they don't care as much now. They can do what they want. Bill
Gates does not have his hand in the Xbox One.
No, so it's all, that's a team.
He is wrist deep in soup for African children over on other contents.
He's going. Listen to Politics, by the way. It's my political podcast. He's actually trying to get taxes for the rich on money they make now, but he's already made all his money. He's a dickhead.
Well, I mean, yeah.
It's like, yeah, you should tax the rich on their income.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah. It's like walking into a club and then we're looking back and be like, you guys should start a door charge or something.
Yeah. Right now that I entered. Yeah. All right, I'm going to have to agree with you, Dan. I really do feel that it's PlayStation
That's what
flexing
I felt.
A bit.
That's what I felt. I'm a little PO'd about it, though. I don't want to have to dust off
the 360. You know what? I think for the first time probably in about 7 years, I think Xbox was ahead. I think now PlayStation is starting to jockey ahead now.
Yeah. Yeah, and this was definitely a move. Mm-hmm. This was definitely a move. All right, so we're not doing a test this week because, frankly, I gave everyone no notice that I was going to just be puking my guts out when we normally record it, and Max Barracuda's not here, and he had the test. Nah, I know. He probably didn't do it. Regardless. All right, so I'm going to hit a commercial for another podcast that I actually love also, and then we'll be back.
Wrong!
This is the way I was born.
Are you like us? Do you love metal? Do you listen to podcasts? Then head over to metalspeak.com and subscribe. Album reviews, interviews, and our views on all things metal.
All right, we're back. Hopefully everybody liked that. I want everyone to know that I would never throw a commercial on that I don't like. So
I was just surprised how heavy that was.
Oh, no, that sounded awesome. I'm going to check that out. Cool. But, yo, did anyone think that guy sounded just like me, though?
No.
No, man. No way. You think you got too much bass in your voice.
No. I was like, damn, that sounds
awesome. Nah, man. Anyway, Metal Speak, I checked it out. It's run by John Daigle and Jared Deakers. I don't know Jared. But John's a cool dude, and they're just funny, man. I mean, like, it's a good time. I highly recommend it.
I'm going to check it out this week, man.
They do things like top five rainy day metal songs and interviews, and they're real people in the industry, just not guys off the street like we do.
We just take them off the street. They get the real industry people.
Yeah, John's also got a band named Try Redemption. You can listen to them on their website. They're good, man. They're good. They get you psyched up.
I was about to flip the table when I heard that.
Little multiplayer game, man.
Like, it was about to be a pit in here.
Fuck Snoop Dogg.
Yeah.
Try Redemption, baby. Anyway, no, it was a good podcast, man. I'm probably about six episodes deep right now, and I've only started listening for the last 2 days. It's good, man. It's good stuff. Anyway, moving on. No test at all. Fuck, I forgot what I was going to do. Oh, you know what? You know what? We were going to do debate, and we're not doing it since the two people who were debating didn't show up. But I do have an old debate, and I really like the idea of putting these old debates up because some of these debates were actually pretty relevant, and people didn't listen to them because they're like our third episode in. So sit back, enjoy an old debate, Mr. Giant Shock.
Well, do you want to just say what it is about?
I am.
All right.
Mr. Giant Shock, Max Barracuda, we're debating the merits of Major League Gaming. And it's one of my favorite clips. Giant Shock got a little personal. And it was a good time, so check it out. A Squad Rewind.
On to our section called Great Debates, which is where Max and Giant Shock debate things for my amusement.
I can't wait for this.
As well as the amusement of people at home. Tonight, the question is MLG good for gaming? Does Major League Gaming help legitimize gaming as a pastime, or is it a way for a corporate cash grab that helps divide the gaming community? This week, Max will be channeling his inner Barracuda while he attempts to discredit the league, while Giant Shock will be doing his best to defend the house that Dr. Pepper built.
Mountain Dew.
No, Dr. Pepper's Major League Gaming. Mountain Dew is Halo.
All the gamers drink Mountain Dew.
Mm-hmm.
They give you extra points.
I'm going to go with Max first because he's the attacker.
Okay, attacker. All right, I'm going to go a different way than strictly corporate. We all know corporate. Major League Gaming seems like a good idea on paper, but it actually just casts a negative light on gaming and gamers in general. And first, I want to clarify, using the term Major League Gaming is a misnomer. You might as well say Major League Halo or Major League Call of Duty, because you don't call Major League Baseball Major League Sports. It's more specific than that.
Okay.
And in featuring the certain games that they do, I mean, I want to point out attention to people who aren't gamers, who are hearing the news stories about these things. You look at these, and it looks like nothing but brain-dead shoot-em-ups and nothing of the art form that video games have become. I think the problem with Major League Gaming isn't necessarily the corporate sponsorships. I think it's the gamers themselves. Take, for example, the 2012 Street Fighter Cross Tekken Tournament Cross Assault scandal, and I can already see Ken rolling his eyes before I even say it, just in my head. But incident there where the mindset of a gamer shouldn't be something that is viewable by the general public, because as gamers we're used to a certain level of behavior, right?
He was just screaming, right?
Worse than that, and I'm gonna get these names wrong. I wrote these names down.
All right,
in this case, the comments of the Tekken team captor Aris Bakhtanians became so vitriolic that
no, that's how you say it. I know that guy
because I got another one here. It became so vitriolic and sexist that it caused Miranda Pakadze.
Mm-hmm.
What country are we talking about?
This
here?
Is here. But
she's here. We used to date.
That she actually had to forfeit the game in disgust. And then when asked for comment, this guy Aris actually fired back that they're saying sexism and gaming are one and the same. And well, this seems pretty commonplace to guys like us who play online games and everything. Is this the portrait we want to paint of ourselves as gamers to the mainstream media that all of a sudden swoops in and picks up this story?
Yes.
No.
Yes, it is.
No.
That's what I was expecting.
No.
In a world where video games are blamed for violence, sexism, racism, antisocial behavior...
Stupid people.
Do we really need a forum like this where the worst of us are regularly featured? And this isn't an isolated incident. I did a little looking on YouTube. It took me 2 seconds to find a Call of Duty championship that resorted...
What was that kid's name, though?
Oh, shit. Aris.
Aris Vitriolic or
yeah,
whatever?
Big Ari.
Bakhtanians.
Yeah, you can't...
Blackanian.
Hey, let me finish my argument.
Yeah, let's
We're debating. Yeah. We're not chiming.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's a debate.
Right. Took me 2 minutes to find a Call of Duty championship match that not only featured violent taunting and berating language, but also devolved into violence within minutes. And it's hard to see how an ignorant housewife, you know, mother, researching if the game's okay for her son, would come to the conclusion that video games reduce us to animal behavior within minutes. And so in closing, I do think that Major League Gaming is a good idea if it can get to a certain point, because gamers pour as much of their time and effort into the games as any professional athlete might, but we've become so numb to the irresponsible and stupid behavior of athletes, but Major League Gaming is still too fresh and unfamiliar to the world that is looking for a scapegoat to pin every single problem on. So I say until Major League Gaming collectively decides to grow up and this behavior is kind of toned down a little bit and we treat it like a sport, it's bad for the industry because everyone's going to look at it as the cause of our problems.
Okay. That's a good argument. John Chocolate Ball.
All right. I'm going off the cusp again. But
cuff.
Okay, he didn't
I'm going
do
off
any
the cusp, baby.
He didn't
He'll
do
go
any
off the cusp. You go off the cusp.
Oh, no. He goes off Brian's cusp. Going off the cusp.
Okay.
Anyway, the internet has become an anonymous wasteland where people can't be challenged for their words, right? Major League Gaming has gotten together these cyber athletes together, and now you can see face-to-face who you're fucking with. There's no, oh, when I see you, I'll buy you a ticket to come to my house and fuck you up. You're going to get together, and you're going to play a game 10 feet away from the other guy, and you can't say dumb shit like that no more, all right? There's these athletes, all right, these cyber athletes, like I said before, all right, they get sponsorships. Where can a guy like you, Pete, play a video game with your thumbs and make money from Mountain Dew, all right? Fucking, right now, you're wearing a Gears of War t-shirt, right? How many kids made money off of Gears of War that would never have done anything with themselves at all by playing that game, all right?
You.
Yeah. Right? Also, I mean, like, you know what? I do enjoy maybe a competition like you don't do. You don't like sports, all right? So you won't get it, all right? I mean, maybe
you're not debating Pete Berg, by the way.
Resorting yes. to personal yes. attacks?
No. I'm saying,
sorry. This is
not personal attacks. All right, but like you don't
Your Honor.
You're dumb and but, you can't read well.
But people like sports, like competition, and where else can you find the best competition at a particular game than a Major League game?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, these guys, they get big clans together, and they are mostly for the shooters and whatnot, but they also have them for the other games too. And you know, it's a big business, man. Like no one's getting charged here for Major League Gaming, and it's pretty cool that like kids like you or me or you know or any of us over here can maybe be a professional, the professional cyber athlete, and perhaps make a living like that, like some of these kids do. And
we're coining praises on this show.
Oh yeah,
professional cyber athlete.
I'm not getting behind that.
Yeah, you know, and as far as like people getting stabbed at a thing, I mean, that happens in sports, man. Last year, the opening game of the Dodgers and the Giants, some guy got beat to death in a parking lot. Mm. Yo, when competition comes, shit gets fucking fierce, man. That's all it is. It's competition.
You don't think it was two people who met on the internet who just happened to pick the Dodgers parking lot as a arena for battles?
They were actually playing MLB 2K. Right. They were like, you meet me at Dodger Stadium. Yeah.
Gaming,
I'm going to stab you.
Gaming doesn't cause violence. Just because there's some separate incidents, like you said before, I'm not gonna play that Major League Gaming. I think Major League Gaming, in a whole, is good for all the games because it promotes them on a big stage as far as like competition. And you know, I do enjoy seeing you know who wins these things sometimes. And if you get invited to a clan, it's pretty cool, man. Like my clan's top ranked in the world or whatever. It's a pretty cool thing. And I hope they do continue this and maybe even get to a bigger platform.
And we're back.
So good I won twice.
One of my favorite debates. I actually have another one in store where you gave a very epic soliloquy on...
Wait, let me just guess
one
where
player
it's...
Game.
Yeah, I was going to say one player games where it's like the whole thing where I was like, I stormed the beaches at fucking...
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was nice, man. It was nice. So I always love those debates. Mm-hmm. I like the early ones, and I feel that... because of our news section of our podcast, people can't really go back and listen to them, you know? You can't really go back and listen to our speculation on what the Xbox One's going to look like, and like, you know, so...
Bro, the Xbox One got this controller.
Xbox 720's coming out.
Oh, dude, I do remember that. Or like, the 360, right? Obviously, it'd be the 720.
Right.
And the next one would be the fucking 1440.
Right. All right. So the new section that I wanted to go over is everybody's got these wishes that, you know, these hopes, these dreams for gaming.
Mm-hmm.
and everyone wants it to lead somewhere. But as we all know, you have to be careful what you wish for. So I'm going to make a wish. I'm going to throw a wish out there, and we got to discuss both sides. So here it is.
You know what I wish?
That came out a little softer than I thought.
When I wish upon
that was a little.
I thought this is what you're originally gonna play. This song.
No, that was. I don't like that. That's not my style.
Is this Pinocchio?
This is When You Wish Upon a Star.
Right. This Pinocchio. Pinocchio, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
The blue. Family. I gotta say, the most scariest anything ever in my life was that kid turning into a donkey in Pinocchio. Like mommy. Yeah. I was like, Jesus Christ, no.
That shit was rough. That shit was rough.
Thank you, Disney. Thanks for Mufasa. Thanks for Pinocchio.
You should read some of the actual old fairy tales. They're really dark.
They're terrible.
Yeah, they were meant to actually scare children to being good.
Hold on. I actually got a good version that's a little more my style. Let's do it. A little better. Anyway, a lot of people out there wishing for a cross-platform game. A game that would bridge a gap between PS4 and Xbox One, or PS3 and Xbox 360. It sounds too good to be true. Probably is. Probably won't happen. But it's not that far off to see a big game studio like Activision say, hey guys, you guys want to play Call of Duty? We gotta play nice. The PlayStation players and the... not the Wii U, because, you know... Come on.
Danny, come on, Danny.
Come on. But
it's a good game,
right? But in all actuality, we might be able to see it. Anyway, we might be able to see it sometime in our life. But would it be a good thing or would it be a bad thing?
I just want to ask a quick question. What do you mean a game that bridges the gap? Like
you could play each other in it.
All right. That's what you mean.
Like Shadowrun, you could play PC to Xbox. Final Fantasy Online, you can play PC to PlayStation.
Okay, the thing about PC, it gives no fucks about the consoles because PC gamers are PC gamers and you cannot talk about...
Well, also, Microsoft dominates Sony and PC. I mean, personal computers. So
yeah, but the PC gamers are the hardcore gamers.
You can't talk a PC gamer into playing console. They don't like it.
No. There's no debate about it.
I'm talking about bridging the console gap. Like, initially, it sounds cool. I hear a lot of people talking about it, a lot of people talking about how awesome it would be.
Well, if it was going to start, I believe the olive branch should be a Call of Duty, a Madden, just a game that everyone plays, that's on all systems, that's equally bought. That you know,
I don't know if they would try it with one of those. I think that'd be a third-party game that just try to be like, hey, let's see if this works.
My whole reasoning, though, for that is
let's
that...
Let's see if everyone can farm together. Yeah.
Well, I'm saying my whole reasoning for that is that it's equally bought on each system. It's on both systems. And it's a super popular game, so no one's going to lose out on anything over it.
I would think it would have to be Call of Duty, because Activision owns so much of a part of that they could just be like, look, guys, this is what's going down. Or I would say Battlefield, because EA's got their own servers, but yeah. Battlefield sucks.
You need to have, like, maybe...
It doesn't suck, it's just...
It's broken.
I heard it.
It's like a Ferrari, but the engine's out.
So well, Rise has been really just kind of... downplaying that game.
It's broken.
He says he can't
talk to his
friends.
It's a broken game and they don't fix it.
He says he can't talk to his friends. It's just a bad experience.
There's a lot of issues with it.
There is. There's a ton of issues and it sucks. And I hate it. And it smells bad.
Well, going back to our debate, it should maybe start at the MLG level where you have the PlayStation team versus the Xbox team. Maybe
I don't know if they could hook that up, man. That would be
why?
Nice, though.
That's where it maybe... could start where you have the system cup,
but the problem with doing MLG immediately with that is PlayStation is a slightly better system statistically than the Xbox.
Yeah, but you're talking about optimal conditions where
when you're playing MLG, they're playing optimal conditions. They're playing
that's
with
what
the,
I'm saying.
The,
so it doesn't matter that
speed router.
Oh,
they're playing with
so you're
the
actually thinking that they might be able to aim a little faster.
I don't know, like the lag issues. If let's say like once again, once you get host issues, they have a. Obviously, a better chance.
Technically, it wouldn't be host issues because they'd probably all be LAN together.
Yeah, but even a LAN party, the system that activates faster might have the advantage.
Maybe. Okay. Well, you could always nerf it. I know in Shadowrun, the computer guys, they actually just downplayed them by 2 seconds so that they could turn a little slower.
It's an interesting theory.
I mean,
that's what they did.
I feel that it would, before it came to the masses.
Yeah,
I think that it should maybe be like every year there should be a cup. They put a team together, Xbox, maybe PlayStation.
Yeah. I would think they would do the mass release before they got down to the defined things, because they could fix things at the mass level and then eventually work their way up to, like, okay, now we have the MLG where everything's set. We've been playing with it, toying with it. Like,
okay, let me throw this out there. Do you think it would actually cause more fanboys or less fanboys?
More fanboys.
Yeah?
Way more.
Way.
If you were just being
Xbox, if you were an Xbox One guy, now you're an Xbox One guy. Like, fuck a PS4.
You don't think that you could start gaming with a guy and then all of a sudden, what if they didn't tell you that they were PS3 or Xbox?
They would become like almost like sports teams. Like, I'm an Xbox guy, right? Fuck PS4. That's not my team. You know,
you don't think that
boo this guy.
What if they didn't? What if they didn't tell you if it's PlayStation or Xbox? What if
was like a taste test? What do you mean?
Yeah, you got to play with who you got
to
play with.
There has to be symbols next to your name to what system you're on. Well, that's hardcore.
Well, okay, that's different. You're talking about like in a world where we just get to play with everybody. Like, say it's Call of Duty, Madden, FIFA, whatever it is. I'm talking about like, you know what system you're on, right? So that you can get those good disses in. Oh, what, you're on PS4? You need that extra time. What, you can't calculate for your
all right, Well, here's another one that I'll throw out from Shadowrun. They had achievements. Do you think that would entice anybody to play on the other team with another fanboy? Because they had achievements. Like the brother from another mother, you had to play 100 matches with somebody from the opposite
console. Some people would affect with. Like, I'm a big achievement person, but most people aren't nowadays, especially people that play shooters.
I like it.
If the achievements were named, like, slay, like, 100 PS4 suckers.
Oh, if they had kill the other squad, then that's game over. That's
is there modes that you can be like, I only want to be people for the Xbox, and I only want to play people from PlayStation? Because that would be fun.
Should there be?
I think that would be fun also. They have an option.
You know what? You could even incentivize it. Like PS4 and Xbox One have their own marketplaces, right?
Right.
So for every – give bounties. So however many PS4 people you take down with your Xbox. No,
they're not going to let you trade in scalps, dude. They're not going to let you do that.
Bro, dude, there should be leaderboards. There should be all kinds of
you
shit.
You guys are going wild. They would never, ever allow this.
How
Xbox
avid would you be a
PlayStation
thing.
Because they might see, what I'm saying is they might allow you to game with each other, as in you don't know each other, and maybe like Victor Belmont plays PS4, I play Xbox One. We create a relationship online, and I go and he is talking up a big game about this new PS4 exclusive, and maybe I go out and buy one. That's how it would be beneficial to the studios. The fighting each other would definitely not be beneficial. That would just drive the wedge in harder and make me not want to buy the other system.
No.
That's not going to happen.
Well, I feel
like switch sides.
It might create a tidal wave of microtransactions, is what you're talking about.
I feel that. I kind of want to see like a yearly winner of the systems. You know, I would make it like a whole gigantic Olympic Games of, sorry, Wii U, you're not invited. But you don't have the processing power.
Right.
But I want to see.
Just
like,
tell the Wii U it's somewhere else than it's actually being held.
Like, I would It'd be cool, like in each game, if you saw like I said, a game like Call of Duty, the scalps for each team, for each side, like how many more PS4 people beat Xbox One people, or you break down to the statistics into like, you know, sabermetric style, like everything versus each other, and just have it be a whole war.
I mean, we've seen it in MMOs before. I mean, I know Victor, you're a big Warcraft guy, right? I mean,
yeah,
they change territories all the time in that, right?
What do you mean, like, by territory, you mean?
Yeah,
like,
don't they do
Horde Alliance?
Yeah.
Horde Alliance, you can't really interact with each other, but you can faction change now.
All right, well, I know in the Final Fantasy MMO, you can take over certain continents, and it'll say, you know, Windurst or whoever you belong to.
Here's the thing. Like, what if they did, like, you play a lot of RPGs, right?
Yeah.
What's one of your favorite ones on, that's multi-system?
Multi-system?
Multi, like, PS3, PS... And
Final Fantasy does.
Final Fantasy, right?
Yeah, Final Fantasy, I think, is the last one.
Let's say they had a scoreboard that was like, how many Xbox One people had the percentage of the game complete compared to how many people had the PS4 percentage of the game complete, right? Would you want to be that Xbox One guy that was like, not holding your weight?
Hey, for listeners of the show, we should actually just come up with a website that does it.
Yeah, dude. I want the I want the System Olympics. Xbox One versus PS4.
I want, if this happens, because I definitely want my own PS4 outfit on my character in the game, so you know who you're rocking with.
Right.
The entire time. I want the dead on my chest.
On my chest is a number one. You want to know why? Because Xbox is number one.
Right.
Ooh.
With me, I want Mario with the catching a fist to his face.
A big old you.
This is a big old... That's a big old
what was the raccoon stuff. Thing again?
It's a tanuki.
Tanuki
a tanuki
suit.
Thing.
It's yeah. a tanuki suit. Tanuki yeah.
suit. A tanuki suit. That blew my mind earlier.
Yeah.
All right. I mean,
Wii's like, what about the us? Don't you want to fight us too?
I mean, I guess they can jump in, but they'll be real low on the list.
Right. If I mean, if we wanted to bridge the gap between, let's say, the Wii U and the original Xbox and PS1, then, I mean, we could do that.
The people on the Call of Duty Wii U are like, what the fuck? We're getting slayed in here, dude.
These guys look gorgeous, and they're running at us. I don't know what to do.
When you go to plug in your LAN, right? It's just like, no. It's a phone cord. No.
No. It's dial-up service.
Awful sounds.
We have had a lot of hate right now for the Wii U. No, but it's a good system. Go buy one.
It's good for children, I guess.
Yeah. They got a lot of the games at the library.
I also know is that if you play a certain type of game with those little action figures, right?
Skylanders?
Or, Skylanders. Awesome. It's great.
Yeah, but Skylanders is on other things.
Is it, too?
Damn. Skylanders on everything.
Yeah, on everything.
Oh, Nintendo. I didn't know that. No, I don't play that game. But
yeah,
I...
they got it on Xbox.
Ooh.
Yeah, so is the Infinity. The
Disney Infinity.
That's
on
like everything also.
Right.
Not looking good.
Right.
Not a good look.
Actually, you know, an action figure game that involves only Pokemon was never invented. It should have been, but it wasn't.
You know what the smartest thing that the Disney Infinity did and the other thing?
What?
The characters are universal. So like, once you buy a character, you use it on any system. You just have to buy the portal platform? For each game.
Yeah, it's pretty
so
cool.
So they don't have to make multiple characters. Just the one works on all of them.
Yeah,
a lot less plastic
cool.
in the world.
So
a lot less.
But like I said, Pokemon missed a giant opportunity with
they,
that.
They were going to do something with that, with the little characters.
I know.
And they just...
And then they just did.
Blew it off.
Right.
God, they're useless.
They are.
It's been a rough go.
All right, so that
fuck
was...
Fuck you!
So, anyway, what do you guys think? You guys think it'll ever happen?
I think eventually they'll do it. It's going
to
be time.
Well, I mean, not to go back to your original point, are now we supposed to not argue the opposite side of that?
That... What?
Well, you said you wanted to argue both sides. Like,
yeah.
How would it be cool and how would it not be cool?
Well, I said how it would not be cool. You guys took the my not be cool... To be cool.
Well, not be
like
cool.
Like the fanboys, it would create a giant wedge.
Well, you'd have to deal with double the 12-year-olds also. God.
Well, I don't know. Just
yelling
a bigger...
and screaming in your ear and shit. It'd be terrible.
Too many parents are giving out their credit card all willy-nilly.
Yeah.
I got too many kids screaming
parents
in my ear.
Parents buying Grand Theft Auto for 9-year-olds. They don't care anymore.
Yeah, that's gross.
I play a lot of FIFA. Terrible. And if I hear one more kid yell at me to pass to him when he's open, like, ugh.
Yeah. But do you think it would be a good thing or a bad thing?
I think it overall would be a good thing.
Yeah.
It'd be good for both systems.
Competition breeds success. Nice. All right? And the more competition, the more innovative ideas, the more fun. And I hope that they get to a point where it's an Olympic system like
and
that.
And if they did that, maybe we would step up and be like, we want to be a part of this. And actually, you know, make a system. Mm-hmm. That's worth it.
Imagine nice. How many t-shirts yeah. and cups and bullshit you sell. Like, I'm a Nintendo. I'm not
you
I'm
know
sorry.
How many of those?
I'm a PlayStation.
Zero.
Nintendo. So, what's wrong with my shirt? No, like how many?
You would see them on African
kids. I would...
Like,
I'm not
like long the Super Bowl champion
Nintendo the 2014 wrong, boom champion
the wrong
they just
wrong
keep
Super Bowl t-shirts.
I'm not gonna lie, they would make a ton of money off me. I would buy every single different PlayStation shirt that my character could wear and rock a different one every day.
Yeah. Right here, right now, like we would buy merch off of that idea. Oh, by the way, copyrighted A Squad 2014.
Yeah, believe that. Yeah. Believe that. All right. Anyway, you guys want to. You want to shoot the breeze?
Yeah, sure.
I have a sound clip for Shoot the Breeze, but it's on the iPad, and the iPad's broken. Anyway, Shoot the Breeze is where we just talk about random video game rumors that we heard about.
Okay. Although this is everything.
Everything. Yeah. Everything gamer.
Everything
Speaking
gamer.
Of gamer, the Gamer Con, GAYMER Con.
Do they really need their own con?
Well, that's a thing.
Everything needs a con
that's
nowadays.
A thing. That's a thing.
Bro, we want to do it, but gay.
Right. The GamerCon, they're not doing it anymore. This is going to be the last year. They're going to keep the site open for homosexual gamers. But the thing about it is people are like, oh, I can't believe it's not up anymore. I never was like about it because I mean, with all the conventions we all go to and like the Comic-Con, I never saw a need. I never saw like a hate there.
Not to alienate any of our gay listeners, I love gay people, but like the gay con, is that just to be like have like straight slurs? Like, you're so straight, you're hetero.
No,
like,
no. But I mean, like, I understand it to a level where homosexuals have to have certain cons for. I understand there's a lot of industry stuff that industries that aren't ready for it. But I never saw any real bad stuff with the, you know, I mean, like, I'm glad the website's going to still be up there. And if there are any homosexual gamers listening, it's gamer.com, G-A-Y-M-E-R. And you can check it out. And, you know, they're very helpful. But the cons,
more like a meet and greet kind of. People just kind of like to get together.
Yeah, I don't see it as a step back. I saw everybody was like, oh, it's a step back for gay people. And I was like, nah, I think they just didn't get a lot of sponsors. Who's going to, you know, what kind of, I mean, come on, you know?
Capri Sun?
Yeah, I guess, you know, Capri Sun's all over the place, you know, but I guess that's a one. But
Starburst?
Yeah, I guess, but what I'm saying is, I mean, like.
Fruity Pebbles?
I was supposed to hear all about the juice.
Right.
It was a theme to that.
Anyway, yeah, I just want to talk about it with Shoot the Breeze. I didn't want to do it with the news because, like, it's like a sore subject with everybody. But like, I just don't see why. I don't think it's a step.
I want to see gaming. I just want to say gaming transcends sexual preference. Like, people do call each other fags and gay on the internet, but I think that's the kids.
I think South Park nailed it where it doesn't really mean what it means. I mean, like, obviously, if I was gay and somebody was like, oh, you know, started calling me gay slurs, I would probably take offense to it too. But as someone who's not gay and I hear them all the time, I don't think it's meant that way anymore.
Some of them are. You can tell when someone's trying to be demeaning to you.
Yeah, well, it's
or someone's just right. trying to be an asshole.
I've been called an N-bomb like a million times.
Right. Like, and I'm like, it doesn't even make sense. I have the whitest voice around.
Like, I am clearly not black. But, I mean, like, I've been also called, you know, gay or, you know, an faggot. But, like, it's just the internet, really.
I mean, people say what they're going to say when they're not in your face.
I want to apologize for saying, you know, I just,
it's what you're called, brother.
Yeah. I was going to say an F-bomb. It's like, well, that's the fuck word.
I know. Yeah. We know. Anyway, yeah, I just wanted to bring in attention. Yeah, I guess it sucks that it's closing.
Due to lack of interest? Like,
I mean, just a point of view, you can go somewhere and know what like kind of situation you're walking into.
I guess that's true. You know, I guess if you're gay and you know,
it's like you walk into a gay bar, you're like, okay, I know where this is gonna go. Like,
was this like a whole big thing to just get like a whole bunch of gay people in the area to play some video games and maybe hook up? Like,
I mean, just to get the it's probably more of just it's like a meet and greet. Like, you just want to go out and meet people that are like you.
That's what I'm saying. But even like at Comic-Con, it's a whole excuse for everyone to get together, dress up like they want to do, and fuck.
No,
those after parties.
Yeah, yeah.
Some of the after parties are pretty crazy.
Right, so you have a gamer convention like a GAY. It's like, hey, you like fucking these games?
I mean, it's not
like fucking.
It's not a furry convention. Right, it's
not. Well, they're their own thing.
A specific sex convention.
But what I'm saying is, like, anytime you get like a convention together, even if it's bronies, I'm sure they're banging. Like, you know,
I mean, probably
people are banging at conventions. I just want to say that I've been at multiple conventions now.
I'll say conventions or near hotels for reasons.
Yeah, because they're fucking.
Right. All right. So, I mean, like, yeah, there's going to be slightly less homosexual sex in the world. But, I mean, like, hopefully they can, you know, there's the internet. There's a lot of dating out there. Best of luck to you, fellas.
Well,
and
no,
ladies.
I mean, not to go too deep into it. I mean, my friend recently just came out, and they have no problem with the applications they have on iPhones.
Oh, yeah.
They know exactly where they all are. They don't need conventions like that anymore. That's why they probably got rid of it.
Do you think the apps beat them out?
Oh, yeah. Because, like, this
I
whole,
think
like,
it's becoming more socially acceptable, so people aren't having as much issues meeting
which
people.
Which is great. Fuck just everyone who's going to be a dick about it. Yeah. Anyway.
And if you're going to have sexually orientated conventions, can we just have, like, a menage a gamer convention somewhere? Like, and menage a trois is two chicks and a dude. All right, let's just get that straight.
All right. Giant shows up. He's like, I got my lady. I can't find another dude.
It's like, will any dude join this duo right here? Come
right.
on.
Anyway, the guy who played Cliff Clavin on Cheers was at the convention. Long story short, Menage. Okay. Anyone else hear any little tidbits out there?
No. I. You know what it is? The game I opened up the show with, the Wolf and Me.
Yeah.
I had no idea that game existed other than the fact that it was on sale this week. And I think Telltale, who won Game of the Year for The Walking Dead,
yeah.
is doing a bad job for Morty. Advertising it. Yeah. You know, because the game, if you like
is
The
that
Walking
Dead. 360 or one?
It's 360. One's got nothing.
Is it download or is it?
The one is zippy.
Is it download or disc?
It's a digital download.
Okay.
Which I actually, my last like three or four games I bought have been digital download. I think that's definitely the way of the future.
Well, a lot of the new consoles, you can digital download like the entire game.
Oh, yeah.
No, that's what I'm saying. I just we just played a Recreational Warfare, Danny Mac's YouTube site.
Fuck him, he's not here.
All right.
No, Adam's aunt. I don't know how to spell it. Check our Facebook, though.
Yeah, check our Facebook.
It's on there.
I downloaded 2K14 on it because they were selling on
Adam Ant was a Hanna-Barbera cartoon. No, it can't be it. It's Adam's Ant Temple.
They were selling it cheap because of the WrestleMania was last week, and I bought that digitally. I just bought the Wolf Inside Me digitally. The Walking Dead game is digital. I bought the Ninja Turtles game digital. Like, so many games I'm buying are digital. Anything on Xbox One is digital if you want to buy it. I haven't even plugged in my PS4 yet. I imagine it's the same.
They're pretty much all digital.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I really feel...
I like the disc in my hand, man.
I don't like the disc.
I like the disc for the resale value for one in case you want to
get
rid of it.
I like trading in. Why wouldn't I want to trade it in?
I'd rather video games just be like $45 with no disc.
Right. Well, maybe.
That one day, maybe.
Right. That might be sweet, but I got Assassin's Creed for $60. I traded it in for $35. You can't beat that.
But I'm too much of a I can't beat it because I never traded my games as a giver.
But
like,
I only
paid
$25 for it now.
Once I beat a game, I'm such like a gamer hoarder? That I'll be like, not a hoarder, a gamer, that I'll be like, bro, play this game. Here it is.
Yeah, you do. You do land out.
And I don't like, so like, the trading value to me is zippy because like once my friends get a go at it, if you say, like, you know, and then I get it back, it's like if I get it back.
Right,
it's, you know, it's the game's not worth half.
I'm not gonna lie, I never trade stuff in either, but I just like the collection on my wall. I have such a huge collection.
By the way, Victor Belmont is in the new Avengers 2 movie. He's the collector. He's got a lot of video game titles.
He does have a wall of just games he's never gonna play.
Because you know what, like in your mind, you're like, man, I would love to play Dead Space 2 again, but it's like you're never gonna play that 12-hour game again. Like,
nah,
I would. That was a bad example. That's like my favorite, one of my favorite series.
Okay. By the way, did you beat that all the way? Did you beat it like we're only saving twice on super hard?
No. I did not put the time into that. I beat the one time and I'm like, this is ridiculous.
It's pretty insane.
The one version was nearly impossible. You can only die like twice the entire game. You die one hit to anything and there's random things that randomly will just randomly kill you.
Bro, there are things that are breathing on me hard in that game. I'd be dead.
Yeah, it's terrible. Like, don't be like a little mine on the floor you didn't even see and you're dead. Go back 3 hours. Like, oh, God.
True, man. So, Dan.
Yeah.
What's up?
What is up? Are we done here?
I think we're a little bit done. You want to give the send-off here?
Yeah, all right. So, this is Rise Like Phoenix. We got Giant Shock and Victor Belmont. And we would just like to say... thanks for playing. Oh, and listen to me on a little more later.